May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A week last Sunday, I talked to you about sacrificial love. The text was a short passage from John 12. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. I suggested that Jesus died out of love for us, rather than any requirement by a vengeful, angry God. So there, the focus was on love. Today, on Good Friday, I want once again to talk to you about sacrificial love, but this time with the emphasis on sacrifice. We miss not something just important, but actually fundamental, if we underplay the actual, real, physical sacrifice that Jesus, God, made today. And to spell out why this is so important, so foundational, I want to focus on three words in that last sentence I just said. And those words are sacrifice, today, and God. First, the word sacrifice. For too many people, Good Friday is simply a stopping off point on the way from Jesus' earthly ministry to the resurrection at Easter, the event that changed everything. So we fast forward through the gory bits, averting our eyes, taking off our glasses, whatever it is, in order to stop and focus on the death, the sacrifice. We need to do that today rather than on the resurrection and the glory. This was not just a ticket that had to be punched, a rite of passage, simply a seed falling gently to the ground. No, it was a violent death. And the Jesus, who was fully divine and fully human, may have experienced this death as God, but he also experienced it as a human being. He felt fear, regret, and above all, pain. He was scourged, whipped, mocked by the Roman soldiers. He staggered to Golgotha, the place of the skull, under the weight of the cross upon which he would then be killed. And then at that place of execution, he had nails driven through his hands and feet. Let me repeat that. Nails driven through his hands and feet. He felt thirst and pain, but above all, he felt abandonment. Not just by most of his disciples, but by most wrenchingly by his Father, Abba, God. My God, why have you forsaken me? This was death in all its excruciating, bloody horror. But Jesus did this intentionally. He was not sacrificed to a vengeful God. Rather, he sacrificed himself for broken humanity. We understand nothing if we do not understand and recognize that Jesus actually, really, genuinely, humanly died on Good Friday. The second word which is crucial to understand the importance of Good Friday is today. This is important both because of what I've just talked about, our tendency to skip on to the resurrection, but also because the present is all we have, all we can live in. We live in neither past nor future, but only the present moment. And that is what Jesus gave up for us today. To perhaps illustrate this a little better, I want to use an epitaph written at the end of the First World War, but only made famous at the end of the Second. 80 years ago, in 1944, at a town called Kohima in the Naga Hills of northeast India, For 2 months, British and Indian forces held the Japanese at bay in vicious, often hand-to-hand combat. By the end of the battle, 4,000 had died on the British and Indian side, and over 5,000 on the Japanese. Many of the former were buried in a cemetery that now stretches down the spur of the ridge where that battle was at its bloodiest. At the lower end of that cemetery, on the memorial to the British 2nd Division, is a plaque that carries this epitaph. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. That, for me, perfectly sums up the sacrifice of Jesus on that today, 2,000 years ago. Jesus gave up the only thing he had, the present moment, today, for our futures, for our tomorrows. Yes, he rose again and then ascended. But what he gave up on Good Friday was his present, his life. And he gave that up intentionally, whether or not with all the foreknowledge that St. John assumes, or with some of the more human emotions, fears that we see in the other Gospels. But Jesus made this bloody, painful sacrifice of himself by offering himself up in the present moment, today, in the knowledge that he would give up his human tomorrow. And finally, the third crucial word about Good Friday is God. Time and again, as I think about today, as I live this day, what strikes me is that God, who as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created heaven and earth, performed unnumbered miracles, who exists out of time, that this God, our God, died a human death for us. An all-powerful, all-seeing, immortal God loved us so much that he sacrificed himself for us. Our God loved us so much that he gave up his today for us, suffered pain, violence, degradation for us. Our blameless, sin-free God loves you so much, loves me so much, that he does something beyond all comprehension. And yet, here it is. Without Good Friday, there would be no Easter, perhaps no Christianity. Without the sacrifice of today, what would there be? This is sacrificial love. Astonishing, mind-blowing, inconceivable. So today, let's pause. Rest in the present moment rather than the glorious future. And when you go home, tell them of him and say, for our tomorrow, he gave his today. For our tomorrow, he gave his today. Amen.